If you are starting law school in the fall and you are trying to decide between either the hard copy textbook or the digital version of the textbook, I know that sometimes some professors will say that they do not allow a digital copy of the textbook, or they explicitly state that they want you to have the hard copy. And I will say that no matter what, even if the professor says, I explicitly want you to make sure that you have a hard copy, I of course, always get the hard copy like the professor said to do. But I also, in addition to that, will always, always, always get the digital copy of your textbook if there is a digital version available. And the reason for that is during my first semester of law school, I carried around so many heavy textbooks, and it was just really inconvenient. And once I realized that I can just get the digital version and make my life easier, I usually have this link in the OneNote for every single class. And if it's from a different publisher, I'll have that. If the textbook is from a different publisher, I'll have that URL or that link in my OneNote, in my OneNote notes for class. And let me just show you why it is so nice to have the digital version of your textbook. So, not only do I not have to, this is just the one, these are just the ones that I haven't archived, but not only is it helpful to have the digital version, I also usually buy the Practice Perfect supplemental kind of guides and tools as well. So, let me just show you an example of why I love having the digital textbook. So outside of not having to carry it around, you can the digital textbook just has so many different features. So as you're reading, and I can make this bigger, of course, but for the video, I'm zoomed out. As you're reading and you come across a case, and let's say you are either in class, or sorry, in the library, or you're out at a coffee shop or wherever, and you just have some free time, you can just open up your laptop and start reading for the class, even if you don't have your physical textbook for that class on you. So that's the first thing I like about it. It's just c pure convenience. I also will sometimes read while I'm laying in bed or sitting in bed or laying on the couch when I'm just done with being upright for the day. So I also love that about the digital textbook option. And then also, as you're reading a case, for example, this is a case here. As you're reading through the case, you can just literally highlight, let me show you, highlight the information that's important. You can create your own color coding system with it. You can, there's just so many reasons why I love the digital version. And since I started doing the digital version during my second semester of 1L year, I just never went back. Like, I always buy the hard copy if the professor says that it's required, but I also always keep the digital version. There are also other reasons why I like the digital version. I'm not seeing it specifically on this page that I'm on, but sometimes it will actually link, the digital version will link out to other things that are helpful. And of course, you don't get that in the hard copy of the textbook. There's a ton of other features that go along with having the digital version of the book. So if you are able to do that, and you can also annotate in it, you can also copy large swaths of text. So, like, for example, if you're in the middle of taking notes and you're reading this, and let's say this is something that you want to pull out, I'm just using this as an example, you can highlight it and hit copy text, and then let me show you. And then once you've copied that text, you can go into OneNote, for example, and you can just Command V and paste, and you have all of that information there. Not saying you would need this exact information, but you can actually copy text out of the book and put it directly into your notes, and then clean it up and reformat it. And it just saves a ton of time not having to type up every single thing. So yeah, I highly, highly recommend if you are getting ready to go back to law school, or if you're just starting law school, definitely would recommend getting the digital version of the textbook. And if the prof again, if the professor says you have to have the hard copy, then get the hard copy too. But the digital version is totally worth it, in my opinion.